So there will be a first presentation by Ken. I'm going to introduce him in a minute. And then there's going to be a few little screenings. So because of that, I want the people who participate in the roundtable to stay in the audience for the screenings, unless they're speaking, right? And then we're going to get them sitting all together and have the discussion going, okay? So let me just cable everything. With Issa Traoré, who is also known as Ken Lagaré, and who is a record producer and musician. Issa graduated from the National Institute of Arts of Bamako in Mali, and he has a Master's of Music from the Conservatoire des Arts et Métiers Multimédia de la FSEK Kouyaté. Ken has a home studio in which he records, mixes, and masters music production, such as jazz, mandang music, pop music, and reggae. He has worked as an intern at the Bogolan Studio in Bamako. And when he's not mixing and recording, Issa plays the piano and traditional instruments from Mali, such as the djembe, the balafon, and the taman. And I have an important addition to this bio, as Issa won the recording contest in the modern recording technology category last night. So, I told Ken he can speak in French and I'm going to translate today. I'm just putting the microphone on and you should be good. And so we're going to start with Ken talk and with pictures of Ken's studio. Unfortunately, we don't have pictures of the very first studio. That's why he starts with the second studio, but he will still talk about the very first studio he has.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Ken. Je m'appelle Issa Traoré, alias Ken. Ken qui veut dire l'enfant de Kadiatou, l'enfant de ma mère.
So Ken means the son of my mother.
Je suis un artiste, compositeur, arrangeur, chanteur, pianiste. Puis je joue de l'instrument traditionnel, comme Amadine l'a si bien dit, le balafon, le djembé.
So he is an artist, producer, and instrumentalist, and he plays all those instruments that were listed before.
Voilà, comme vous le voyez, c'est mon premier studio. J'ai commencé en tant que chanteur.
So he started as a singer. That's how he went to a studio for the first time.
Je partais chez un ami qui s'appelle Kali.
So he was visiting a friend whose name is Kali. And he wanted to record a project.
En ce moment, Kali lui ne maîtrise pas le style que je fais. Le style que je faisais, c'est le style mandang.
So at the time, Kali didn't know how to produce the style that Ken was singing. He was singing mandang music. Yeah, at the time, Kali was mainly doing rap production.
Je disais à Kali chaque fois, fais comme ça, fais comme ça.
So he was always telling Kali how to do things, basically. Do this, do that.
Et puis, on a un ami artiste comédien qui s'appelle Gaussou Guino.
So they have a common friend who is an actor, and his name is Gaussou Guino.
C'est lui qui m'a dit, ah Ken, tu as toutes les notions qu'il faut, pourquoi tu n'apprends pas les studios?
So this actor told Ken, well, you know everything about the studio, so why you don't just do it?
Mais j'ai dit, bon, j'ai pas les logiciels et je sais pas comment faire.
Well, he said, well, I don't have software and I don't know how to do it.
Il m'a dit, ok, viens chez moi, je te donne ce qu'il faut. Je suis allé chez lui, il m'a donné FL Studio.
So he said, ok, come to my place, I give you what you need. And he gave him FL Studio.
Quand il m'a donné FL Studio, je savais même pas craquer l'FL Studio. J'ai fait pour apprendre FL Studio.
So at the very beginning, he didn't even know how to hack FL Studio. So if you've been to Bamako, you know that nothing is bought there. It's always hacking. So he didn't know, and it took him about 2 months to learn how to use it.
Après ça, la première prise que j'ai fait, c'est avec Miss Craft, qui est vraiment ancien.
So he did his first actual first client session, like the first gig he got, was with another DAO that's called Mistcraft, and I have never heard of that. He says it's very old.
Bon, j'ai fait ma première prod avec ça. C'était pas de la bonne qualité, mais ça passe.
So he said it was not very good quality, but you can go away with it.
Après ça, j'ai rencontré un ami qui s'appelle Lil Zaki, qui m'a dit de travailler avec les.
So after that, he met a friend whose name is Lil Zak, and he gave him the Cubase, the DAO. So he told him Cubase is the best.
En ce moment, c'était avec un ordinateur, et puis il avait une casque.
So at the time, he only had a computer and a headphone, pair of headphones.
Et puis un baffle qui n'est pas aussi bon que ça.
So he also had speakers, but they were not that good.
Et puis c'était avec cette casque que je faisais mes prises de voix.
So he was actually recording with that headphones, you know, like those headphones that have a little microphone on them. So he was actually doing his recordings with that.
Après ça, j'ai fait ça, c'était vers 2010-2012.
So that was between 2010 and 2012.
Et je suis allé chez ma tante chercher
So after this period, he went to visit his aunt, who was willing to buy him a sound interface.
Mais c'était fou parce que j'avais le choix entre des cassons, Easy Firewire qui était à 150,000.
So he had the choice about between two sound interfaces. One was an Easy Firewire, and it was costing 150,000 CFA, which is about $300. Yeah, and there was another one that was bigger, and he doesn't remember the name of it, but it was 250,000, so about $500.
Bon, j'ai eu honte de prendre la grosse, et puis j'ai pris le petit qui est de 150,000.
So yeah, he felt ashamed to buy the big one because of his aunt's money, so he decided to buy the small one.
Et j'ai continué à travailler avec le petit garçon. C'est avec ça que me débrouiller pour acheter un bon ordi et puis une garçon et puis un baffle, pas un moniteur mais un Sony qui n'est pas fait pour les studios mais pour écouter de la musique à la maison.
So with this sound card, he started making money, and he could after that buy a better computer, and also he bought a pair of speakers, Sony, that were not really for studio work, but it's good for listening to music at home.
Après ça, je déménage chez moi.
So after that, and I'm switching slide, he moved his studio to his own home. So that's the time you started studying at the conservatoire.
Avec le bourse du conservatoire, j'ai pu acheter le moniteur Prodip.
So with the funding that he got to study at the conservatoire, he could actually buy a pair of speakers Prodip, studio monitors.
Et j'ai acheté ma casson Presonus.
And also, the sound interface Presonus with its eight microphone inputs.
Après ça aussi, j'ai acheté le garçon BCA 2000.
And you also bought a sound interface BCA 2000.
Mais le BCA 2000, je n'ai pas aimé le son de BCA 2000. Je l'ai essayé, j'ai continué avec le Presonus.
So at first, he didn't like the BCA 2000 sound, so he was using only the Presonus.
À un moment donné, le Presonus ne marchait plus. J'ai repris le BCA 2000.
So yeah, at one point the Presonus broke and he had to use the BCA 2000.
Et j'ai continué à travailler pendant quelques années. Et après, ma femme a accouché d'un garçon.
So yeah, he worked in that studio at home for a few years, and after that his wife gave birth to a son. Yeah, so he understood he had to move out without some engineer's experience, this kind of thing. Yeah, the studio was not great for his wife and the baby. So yeah, he didn't like the fact that his workplace was also where his wife was. So it's when he moved to that fourth studio that he still has, that he thinks that there's a correlation between that and the fact that people started talking about him, and it was all about his fame. So that's what I had to tell you, to share with you about my studio life. Thank you, Ken.